Welcome back to Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. Using census data, a recent report by the New York Times showed that a significant portion of men ages 25 to 54 are not working. Rates of unemployment for these so-called prime-aged men are particularly high in several Vermont counties. But not everyone thinks the Times data paints an accurate or full picture. Labor Commissioner Annie Noonan is among them, and she joins us now. Commissioner Noonan, welcome back to the program.
Hi.
So the New York Times data showed that nationwide, 16% of prime-age men are not working. But in Newport, 55% aren't working. In Springfield, 47% aren't working. And in parts of Burlington, up to 37% of these prime-aged men are not working. What do you make of this?
Well, the data that was relied upon is U.S. census data, and it's from a very small sample, very detailed. And so it does capture some data that coincides with what the Department of Labor believes are pockets of concern in terms of employment. But it's really at a very small small data sample level. So for example, when we look at that data versus what we're looking at for like Newport City, which might show 6.4%, it also
6.4% unemployment.
Unemployment. We basically have 130 unemployed people. So it kind of can show you that if you're pulling data at a very small sample level, that it really can skew it. So for example, if they were looking at areas of Burlington and they were canvassing through or calling through an area where you have a lot of student population, you're going to basically get a lot of people who are saying they're not working, but they're not unemployed because they're really not looking for work. And the second point is that that data sample was drawn from a period of time from 2008 to 2013, which of course captured some of the worst economic years in Vermont. So really, we didn't come back to a stable point in the economy in Vermont till 2011, and then the growth areas slow growth started in 2012 and 13. So it's capturing a five-year period that we all know included some of the worst economic years in Vermont.
Yes, and we should point out that the data they're using, as you said, if there are students are counted as not working in
Correct.
This population.
Retirees are counted as not working.
Stay-at-home dads,
exactly. So basically, you know, what they're looking at was basically people who were not working, but that wasn't the same as basically saying they were looking at people who are unemployed. Because unemployed as a measure is basically people who are saying, I don't have work, but I want work, I'm available for work, and, you know, can accept work. So the measures are very different.
Nonetheless, you said that this data does capture some areas that are also of concern to the Vermont Department of Labor. Can you talk about a few of them?
Sure. I mean, we would like to see all areas of the state equally enjoying economic health and economic recovery, and we know that some areas have lagged behind. And so, for example, the Orleans County area is still, does still have, by our measure, a higher unemployment rate than we would like to see. Windsor County and Springfield, Bellows Falls, Rutland County in terms of Rutland City, we would like to see those areas have a better rebound and have more people finding good work and finding, you know, jobs with benefits and all of that. So we have some of the same concerns about the area. It's just sort of the scope of what we're looking at. We're looking at it from a very different lens than that report did.
And are you able in the department to look more closely at why men might not be working and whether or not those numbers are including students? Are you able to see those pockets where not just the unemployment rate is higher than the state average, but where you think people are actually looking for work and not finding it in that way?
We have two ways that we can take a look at folks who are filing for unemployment, because those people are in touch with us weekly, and we do a lot of hands-on work with the Vermonters who are unemployed. We also have our regional office structure, which basically works with people who may be underemployed or looking, in transition and looking for other types of work. So, and that we try to get those folks to register with us through the Vermont Job Link system, which gives us a significant amount of data. So really what we're looking for is to make sure that we're following an area where we know layoffs may be coming in an area. So for example, in the fall when we know construction is winding up for the year and landscaping is winding up and road construction and the granite industry, we're aware of that. So in areas where we have lots of that kind of employment, employment, we would be reaching out and trying to create jobs or match jobs to the areas that maybe the flip of that, which would be the ski areas, are starting to ramp up. And some of the winter resort areas are starting to ramp up. So what we try to do is keep a close eye on where the jobs are winding down because of the seasonal employment aspect of Vermont. Similarly, you know, we look at the leisure and hospitality and try to watch the trends in that and direct people to the areas where, you know, there's an off-season match for them. If they, for example, are getting done of, you know, waitressing job in Burlington that maybe was connected to the summer tourism season, what we were trying to do is make sure that they know where the other jobs are coming open. So we hear all the time from Vermont employers, you know, we have jobs and we need employees. So our role in the Department of Labor is to work with the Vermont employer community to bring them the job seekers. And I think we're successful at it. But of course, there is the whole issue of, you know, some of the job skill mismatch, which really is sort of the second focus for us, is to make sure that we can look at each person and say, what is it you're missing to basically get you into an employment situation and get them the training they need.
I'm talking to Labor Commissioner Annie Noonan about a New York Times report that showed that in some counties and some specific parts of Vermont, prime-aged men aged 25 to 54 are not working, and we're looking at why that might be and what the full picture of employment is in the state for men of this age. Commissioner Noonan, are there specific industries or professions in Vermont that have shed or even gained a significant number of male employees?
So the shedding would be in construction. I mean, because the construction employment numbers in Vermont have not rebounded as we would have hoped, and that's primarily a male-dominated field. But areas that are, and some of the durable manufacturing jobs, again, which would probably be male-dominated positions, have also not come back. But we are seeing growth in areas in manufacturing, just not necessarily durable, but we are seeing manufacturing growth in Vermont. We are seeing healthcare, of course, which is a field that employs both men and women. And we're really, we are seeing a lot of growth in business and professional services, again, healthcare, and manufacturing is doing well in Vermont. It's 11% of our job economy.
Broadly speaking, how are prime-aged women faring in the job force?
They are faring somewhat better than men, and that is to a large extent because of their educational levels. Women in Vermont have better education attainment, and that is generally a success, a recipe for success in the workforce.
Annie Noonan is Vermont's labor commissioner. She's been helping explain some of the figures of who's working in Vermont, and if people aren't working, perhaps why not, and what the Labor Department is trying to do to get those of them who are looking for work employed. Commissioner Noonan, thank you very much for talking with us.
Great. Thanks. Nice to talk to you.